So there was quite a lot of talking this morning, and very little meditation, but we did do some chanting. So I am going to start off with a little bit more talking, but 5, 10 minutes max. Then we're going to be doing the Amoghasiddhi Siddhi mantra. And see the difference of actually chanting a particular mantra with just chanting seed syllables and what that does to your energy. And then we're going to have a period of meditation. And after that, we're going to be doing a Green Tara Puja. It's going to be a sevenfold puja, so quite a long one. Seven sets of verses. Dedicated to Green Tara, written by Bisantra. Some of you may know it, called Midnight Star. So that's the plan for the session. A bit more talking, mantra, meditation, and puja. So, yeah, I was thinking a little bit more about, well, if the precept is like, trying to abstain or not blocking energy, ourselves and others. I was thinking, well, what is it? Well, what is it for me personally that gets in the way? What is usually underlying it when I close down or block energy? And I think a lot of it is fear for me. Lots of different fears. And some are like really, I know they might not actually be true, but I'm still scared of them. And some of them are actually based on experience. So some of them are, you know, how other people might respond or react. So it is quite scary sometimes to be seen, to let oneself be authentic, to share what is important and meaningful. Because you don't know how people are going to respond to that. Certainly, I know when I was younger, I learned very quickly not to share the things that were most important to me because people would be very cynical or they would ridicule it or they'd just dismiss it, and that was so painful. And sometimes I would feel completely crushed or just not want to allow myself to open up to the feelings of joy and the hope and the potential because I didn't want to have that unpleasant experience. And you know, there's fear of being a failure, you know, fear of being a success, all kinds of different things for me that can get in the way. Underlying it may be a fear of too much change. You know, a little bit of change is okay, but you know, if it's going to be something that might actually have a really big impact, there is a part of me that is quite fearful and can resist it. Sometimes we have these insight experiences, and sometimes we have these little insights, little awakenings, and sometimes it's just like comes straight through and throws everything up in our psyches, in our minds, all our views, our ways of thinking, all our beliefs get thrown up, and that can be quite traumatic, actually. Often it has a good outcome, but it's not always easy. And we do get such a sense of security, don't we, by, you know, developing our lives in a way that we like, having the people around that we like, you know, living in the sorts of conditions that we like if we can. And there will always be something maybe that we turn to for security. You know, and yes, in theory, we're going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, but there may be lots of other more mundane things that we might go to. And there's nothing wrong with that, that's just part of being human. Yeah, I know for me, I can go to refuge to books and to food and to TV, I can, well, music actually, but then all of these things, I can either go to them in a way that opens me out and is helps me connect and interconnect with others and the world and something bigger, or I can use them as a way of distracting myself and very, very definitely not opening to something that might be a little bit too challenging or make me see something I don't want to see. But also, yeah, sometimes people can be quite envious. Well, sometimes we can be envious. And it's interesting that Omega City is very much associated with transforming the poison of envy. And I think because he has got so much stuff about action and energy and effective action, in a way, accomplishing what he sets out to do, he doesn't need to feel envious, you know. For me, it's not my biggest thing, but the times when I have felt envious are when I feel a sense of inadequacy and lack, and I'm not doing something, or I'm not seeing the particular qualities, allowing myself to develop particular qualities that I see in others, and I just sort of feel, well, I think the jealousy is more about possessions, but the envy is more about them doing what I would like to do, or them being, you know, more skilled, or having particular qualities that at that point I don't see in myself, but just see in them, and then I'm envious. When I actually allow myself to own and recognise those qualities in myself, even if they're just little seedlings, and when I actually allow them to grow a bit and do some work on them, then I find I don't feel that envy. But I think it is, you know, it's like little two-year-olds and things like that. They always like to sort of knock down things. You know, you build up lots and lots of towers and they're always knocking them down. It's part of learning, and it can be quite a game, but there's also something at that age, I think they are working with how to deal with difficult feelings. It's the first time they get into the sort of like the nose and the anger and things like that. And I think we've all got a two-year-old within us that comes out from time to time, wants to do all of that. And sometimes we'll do that in a way that might harm somebody else, you know, if we feel envy towards them. So that's something to watch out for. But I would say that energy in itself is neither negative or positive, it's just energy. It's what use we make of that energy, what we use that energy for, that determines whether our actions and our states of mind are skillful, whether we're creating, I suppose, positive karma, negative karma, those seeds. There is a whole teaching about a level of consciousness where every experience we have, everything we do or say, is sort of planting seeds in this sort of big unconscious. And some of those are seeds that, you know, will have positive outcomes. Some of them may have more negative outcomes. And we can't control when they bear fruit or how they grow. But it's just that sense that they're all there, you know. So in a way, we want to create more of the positive seeds or the potential Buddha seeds or whatever else it is. Anyway. I've gone off again, which I didn't mean to do. I just wanted to say a little bit about what blocks us in terms of energy. But yes, I think we can judge ourselves and blame ourselves, or be scared of other people judging and blaming ourselves, or blaming us. And, you know, for me, that's also something that can lead to me blocking my own energy. And, you know, in a similar way, I can end up blocking other people. So yeah, so with it's interesting that Omega City is also associated with fearlessness and confidence, you know, and also union of opposites. So he's not in conflict, he's not always going from one polarity to the other. Well, the symbol of the double Vajra, you know, that is very much about integration, vertically, horizontally, everything, the whole of reality contained within that sort of symbol. So the more that we are able to just allow the energy to flow in the ways, integrate it, and along the way, maybe transforming some of it, I think the more we'll be able to free our energy. And that can be experienced on a very physical level or on a very subtle energy level. In one of my own incarnations, I used to be a massage therapist and healer and very much working with energy, particularly around the chakras, those energy meridians down the centre of the body. And you can really feel energy, and you can feel when there's a lot of energy building up or when it's blocked or when there's a lack of energy. And sometimes we can feel that in ourselves as well. Anyway, I think that's all I want to say just now. Other than, yes, if we can stop judging energy as being good or bad, and that includes, say, our attitude towards the hindrances of them being bad, you know, because actually they just are. They're states of mind, mental, emotional states, states of energy that we all experience, you know, throughout our lives, until we are fully enlightened. You know, maybe they get less and less influence, or maybe there's one that has more effect on us at a particular time and then another, or we have particular ones that are our go-to ones. But, you know, rather than think, oh, they shouldn't be there, just notice if they're there and then sit with them, work with them, however it is. Yeah. And rather than, again, focusing always on the negative, it can be quite freeing to focus more on the positive. So, you know, the enlightenment factors that I mentioned this morning, they are, in a way, said to be ways of transforming or antidotes to the hindrances. And also, each hindrance has within it the potential to transform into one of those. So when we do the meditation, we'll maybe have a little bit of a experiment, explore around what it might be to sort of focus a little bit more on the awakening factors, or just one if there's one that feels live to you at that moment. So before we meditate, we're going to have a period about 5 minutes of mantra chanting. And mantra chanting is a practice just like meditation, just like ethical practice, just like devotional practice in a ritual. And it can be very effective. I've been doing a lot of it, particularly over this last year. Doing them as a practice, sometimes like 20 minutes, half an hour, in the same way I might do a meditation practice. But anyway, even just 5 minutes can have an effect, so just see what happens. So Pranayanita is going to lead us in the Amoga Siddhi Mantra when she's ready.
Om Amoga Siddhiya Hum. 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 Om Amog Siri Ahung. 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 Om Amog Siri Ahung.
So just allowing the vibrations to settle in your body, reverberate in your mind or psyche. And maybe doing the mantra chanting has helped connect with the body and experience a direct experience of our body and our energy. But just taking a moment to see what's going on? How you are at this moment? And starting by bringing more awareness and mindfulness to our experience of our body. Sitting here, perhaps lying down in our posture. Particularly feeling the contact with the ground. Which parts of our body are actually in contact and feeling the ground. So if we're sitting in a chair, It'll be the soles of the feet, the pads of our toes. But it's not the whole of the foot in contact, so just noticing the actual direct experience right now. That contact, wherever it is. If you're on cushions, a stool, or lying down, just noticing which parts of your body are held and supported by the earth below. In a way, just releasing the weight, releasing your energy, allowing yourself to be held. Received by the earth. Just sitting, the contact with your seat, whatever you're sitting on, and your buttocks and your sitting bones. And that sense of the spine running through the center of the back, the neck, to the base of the skull. Upright and alert, shoulders aligned with the hips. Maybe that sense of rising upwards towards the sky. Maybe a sense of some of your energy flowing down into the ground and some of your energy rising up into the sky. And maybe drawing energy up from the ground, drawing energy down from the sky. And if it all feels a bit nonsense, thinking about energy, just connect with your actual experience through your senses and through the physical sensations in your body right now. So a broad awareness of the whole body sitting here. Noticing any sensations arising, passing away. Some may be unpleasant or unwanted. Maybe you want to ignore them, push them away. Maybe there's discomfort or pain in our body somewhere. And just seeing if gently, tenderly, and kindly we can just turn towards it. Allow ourselves to experience it with compassion. If it's too much, then broadening out and moving away again. But noticing any areas of tension where we tightening, holding, maybe even in our imagination, just breathing into that area. Imagine softening, releasing, opening. Also noticing other sensations. Maybe there's some pleasant, enjoyable sensations in your body. So as you scan through different parts of your body, just noticing any sensations that feel pleasant, enjoyable. Maybe there's softness or warmth. Maybe there's energy or calm. Something unexpected that just feels enjoyable. Sensations of clothes or the air against our skin. Contact with the ground. Sense of the space within us, around us. Or maybe there's a pleasant experience coming through one of the senses, not just the sense of touch. Sounds. Smell. Taste. Whether or not our eyes are open or closed, we may be able to see something. Perhaps that's enjoyable, or maybe the lack of constant, busy, fast-moving visual stimulation is pleasant. Having a bit of a rest from processing all the things we see during the day. And then just focusing on the breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, that connection with the inner and the outer, where the two become one. Breathing in, breathing out, with awareness. Experiencing the whole body as you breathe, and sensitive to the whole body as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And just judging for yourself what energy, what effort is appropriate for you right now in this meditation. So appropriate effort, depending on the conditions, so what are you experiencing? Your body, your heart, your mind. noticing if any of the hindrances are present or absent. Without judging, just noticing. And if you notice one or more of them is, what's the appropriate energy, effort to bring to your meditation? If that's restlessness and anxiety, how can you calm your body, your mind? That sloth and torpor, maybe you need a bit more energy, be a bit more active, make more effort to be present, to be aware. You don't have to systematically go through all of the hindrances, but just notice if one is prominent, if one that's normally there isn't there, one that you rarely feel is present right now. Or maybe it's just enough to bring awareness and kindness to your experience. So as we've established some mindfulness of the body and the breath, or mental emotional states, we're beginning that factor of investigation. Investigation of dharmas. What's present, what's manifesting right now in our experience. Maybe we can see through exploring our own experience, our physical experience, emotional experience, the thoughts coming and going, have a direct experience of dukkha, a direct experience of impermanence. Direct experience that we're not fixed, unchanging. There's flow, process in all the aspects of experience, moment by moment. Things arising, coming into being, things passing away and ending. Whether it's an itch, or an ache, maybe it's a thought or an emotion, everything is impermanent. So what's it like just to open to the flow of our experience, just as we're open to the flow of the breath? Just being sensitive to the energy we're experiencing, the energy, the quality of the energy right now. Maybe our mind busy, we're aware of mental energy. Maybe aware of energy or lack of energy physically in our bodies. Emotionally, mentally. Perhaps there's a sense of contained, still energy or energy concentrating. Restless energy, calm energy, joyful energy. So if there's anything pleasant, enjoyable in your experience right now, just take it in. Be open to it, make the most of it, give yourself permission to be happy, give yourself permission to experience joy whenever it comes, just be glad, receive it. Sometimes really simple things can be enjoyable, even just the sensations of sitting still, breathing. Practicing. As you sit with your experience, whatever it may be, perhaps as your body stills, you'll find that has an effect on your emotions, your thoughts, your mental state. Calming the body, as you breathe in and out, and also calming the mind. A big mind, not just our thinking mind and our thoughts. Noticing if our mind feels contracted and tight, very self-referential. Or can we go beyond that, even just for a moment, have a sense of the wider world, connection with other beings, with life, spaciousness, consciousness. If there's anything in your experience you find interesting, we'll just see what it's like to absorb, become more absorbed, pay more attention, not forcing it, but following your heart. Can you rest in your experience? Just rest back, open, receptive to whatever you're experiencing. Is there a sense of stability, sense of being big enough to hold the range of your experience, pleasant, unpleasant, painful, joyful, areas of stuckness, areas of creativity? Any conflicts? Just be open to whatever is there. Allow it. Be with it, integrate it. At least hold it in your awareness without pushing it away, without grabbing onto it. And again, just bringing that dharmic context of things being impermanent, flow, change, everything in process. And not being thrown by whatever you're experiencing. Just bringing some stability. Equanimity. Being a big enough container for whatever there is right now. Perhaps imagining yourself like a lake or an ocean, the depth and the breadth. Sky like mind, and knowing that whatever may be going on the surface, it's just the surface. There's stillness, there's depth. Spaciousness, and that blue sky is available to us. It's always there, even if we might not experience it right now. So just sitting, just being aware, and aware of the other people on the retreat who've been meditating alongside you. We're going to stop the meditation in a moment. And just taking care in how you manage that transition. The space you're in now, as we come back to the room and prepare for the puja. Okay, so we're going to end the session with a puja dedicated to Green Tara. So when we were planning the retreat, Pranyanita and I were talking about if there were going to be any Buddhas or Bodhisattvas that we were going to have. And well, we knew for sure it was going to be a Moggasiddhi. And then we had all this debate about whether or not it would be Green Tara. In some ways, it's a natural connection. Green Tara is the consort of Moggasiddhi, part of the Akshin family. But she's also part of the mandala of female Buddhas and also seen as a Bodhisattva. And she has a lot of the same qualities, deals with a lot of the same issues as Moggasiddhi, but maybe with a slightly different approach. I think Moggasiddhi is a bit more out there and Tara's maybe a little bit more of the sort of feminine archetype, you know, the earth goddess as well, but she's there to, we can call on her for help. She's there to rescue us from fear and terrors, and she's said to be very accessible. And she's also very much associated with compassionate action, yeah, based in wisdom, you know. She's usually depicted partly in meditation posture and partly stepping down and reaching out into the world. So it's again working with fears, but well, if you've got a Moggasiddhi with this mudra of fearlessness, yeah, and confidence, Tara's slightly different approach. So I think it's good to have them both. So we will be having them both around. And this particular puja I also felt like doing, because it has this confession section that's basically looking at all, pretty much any kind of fears that might be getting in the way. So I always find it helps me to confess these, and, you know, it may or may not have the same effect for you. So if you're not used to doing ritual, well, I'd invite you to give it a go, but you don't have to, you could just listen. We will be doing it in call and response, so you'll hear the words, and it may be there's some words that resonate and you want to repeat them and other ones that don't. Just do what you want, really. And again, with the mantras, I'd encourage you to join in with them at home when they happen. If you've got a little shrine, you might even want to make an offering during the mantras. But that's it. So, Pranyanita is going to be my companion, and we're going to be doing the puja in call and response. And after the confession section, Pranyanita is going to be leading a green Tara mantra. And if there's time at the end, I'll lead a different one. So if you just want to get yourselves comfortable, and then we'll begin. So it's a puja called Midnight Star, and it's written by an order member called Vasanta. Worship. Heart of compassion.
Heart of compassion.
For whom no thought of self.
For whom no thought of self.
Could ever arise.
Could ever arise.
Committed to the welfare of the world.
Committed to the welfare of the world.
You encourage your devotees.
You encourage your devotees.
To express their love for you.
To express their love for you.
By serving all beings.
By serving all beings.
So, out of devotion to you.
So, out of devotion to you.
I offer to all beings.
I offer to all beings.
The fruits of your heart.
The fruits of your heart.
To each individual being.
To each individual being.
I give without end.
I give without end.
Cool lakes and rivers.
Cool lakes and rivers.
So they may bathe in your compassion.
So they may bathe in your compassion.
Sweet food and drink.
Sweet food and drink.
So they may feast on your compassion.
So they may feast on your compassion.
The sun, moon and stars.
The sun, moon and stars.
So they may be lit by your compassion.
So they may be lit by your compassion.
Rich breezes full of perfume and flower scents.
Rich breezes full of perfume and flower scents.
So they may breathe your compassion.
So they may breathe your compassion.
Music of birds and instruments.
Music of birds and instruments.
So their minds may be filled with your compassion.
So their minds may be filled with your compassion.
Thank you. Salutation. Midnight star.
Midnight star.
Lighting up the northern sky.
Lighting up the northern sky.
With the brilliance of your love.
With the brilliance of your love.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the loving gods.
Even by the loving gods.
To Tara, I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Sweet breath of all the Buddhas.
Sweet breath of all the Buddhas.
Perfuming the world.
Perfuming the world.
With the scent of your compassion.
With the scent of your compassion.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the compassionate gods.
Even by the compassionate gods.
To Tara, I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Great archer of the Sugatas.
Great archer of the Sugatas.
Striking down the Hydra heads of jealousy.
Striking down the Hydra heads of jealousy.
With the unfailing arrows.
With the unfailing arrows.
Of your sympathetic joy.
Of your sympathetic joy.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the joyful gods.
Even by the joyful gods.
To Tara, I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Victory banner of the Supreme Dharma.
Victory banner of the Supreme Dharma.
Raise standard of the victorious ones.
Raise standard of the victorious ones.
Planted in the firm soil of equanimity.
Planted in the firm soil of equanimity.
You who are worshipped.
You who are worshipped.
Even by the equanimous gods.
Even by the equanimous gods.
To Tara, I pay homage.
To Tara, I pay homage.
Going for refuge. Mysterious Queen.
Mysterious Queen.
In the deep midnight of despair.
In the deep midnight of despair.
When there is no safety.
When there is no safety.
No clarity.
No clarity.
No certainty.
No certainty.
You appear.
You appear.
With your gift bestowing hand.
With your gift bestowing hand.
You hold the double vajra.
You hold the double vajra.
In which all opposites unite.
In which all opposites unite.
May I accept the wisdom that you offer.
May I accept the wisdom that you offer.
See beyond the prison of duality.
See beyond the prison of duality.
And emulate your still activity.
And emulate your still activity.
Where samsara and nirvana.
Where samsara and nirvana
fuse and disappear.
fuse and disappear.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Where birth and death.
Where birth and death.
Fuse and disappear.
Fuse and disappear.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Where wisdom and compassion.
Where wisdom and compassion.
Fuse and appear everywhere.
Fuse and appear everywhere.
There I go for refuge.
There I go for refuge.
Confession of faults. Fearless lady.
Fearless lady.
Powerful queen.
Powerful queen.
You who save beings.
You who save beings.
From the eight great terrors.
From the eight great terrors.
Please rescue me.
Please rescue me.
From the thousand and eight.
From the thousand and eight.
Fears and anxieties that possess my mind.
Fears and anxieties that possess my mind.
Before you, I confess.
Before you, I confess.
To all the commonplace worries and anxieties that fill my day.
To all the commonplace worries and anxieties that fill my day.
So that I rarely take an easy breath.
So that I rarely take an easy breath.
The fear that stops me trying.
The fear that stops me trying.
The fear that creates a facade.
A fear that creates a facade.
The fear of being with others.
The fear of being with others.
The fear of being alone.
The fear of being alone.
The fear that makes me harsh, tight, and unkind.
The fear that makes me harsh, tight, and unkind.
The fear of not getting what I want.
The fear of not getting what I want.
That makes me grabbing and self-concerned.
That makes me grabbing and self-concerned.
Before you, I confess the deep fears.
Before you, I confess the deep fears.
Fear of madness.
Fear of madness.
Fear of death.
Fear of death.
Fear of life.
Fear of life.
Fear of anything beyond the tortoiseshell of my own ego.
Fear of anything beyond the tortoise shell of my own ego.
Before you, I confess.
Before you, I confess.
Most of all, the fears that hold me back.
Most of all, the fears that hold me back.
From giving myself to the Dharma.
From giving myself to the Dharma.
Fear of commitment to the path.
Fear of commitment to the path.
Fear of change.
Fear of change.
Fear of renunciation.
Fear of renunciation.
Fear of generosity.
Fear of generosity.
Fear of courage.
Fear of courage.
Fear of going deeper.
Fear of going deeper.
Fear of freedom.
Fear of freedom.
Fear of wisdom.
Fear of wisdom.
Fear of devoting myself to all beings.
Fear of devoting myself to all beings.
These fears did not arise by themselves.
These fears did not arise by themselves.
They stem from a million choices and acts in many lives.
They stem from a million choices and acts in many lives.
Choosing unawareness.
Choosing unawareness.
Choosing lack of courage.
Choosing lack of courage.
Choosing to bury my head in samsara.
Choosing to bury my head in samsara.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And help me to lay these fears at your feet.
And help me to lay these fears at your feet.
May you pacify them all.
May you pacify them all.
O loving Tara.
O loving Tara.
Please take my shaking hand in yours.
Please take my shaking hand in yours.
And gently form it.
And gently form it.
Into the mudra of fearlessness.
Into the mudra of fearlessness. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
Rejoicing in merits. O joyful Tara!
O joyful Tara!
Titans rejoice in their own conquests.
Titans rejoice in their own conquests.
Their one source of happiness is themselves.
Their one source of happiness is themselves.
You rejoice in the good deeds of all beings.
You rejoice in the good deeds of all beings.
So you have infinite sources of delight.
So you have infinite sources of delight.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in the achievement.
I rejoice in the achievements
of all those who bring beauty, peace and courage to the world.
Of all those who bring beauty, peace and courage to the world.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in the spiritual heroes and heroines.
I rejoice in the spirits of heroes and heroines.
Those victorious ones who conquer self-conceit.
Those victorious ones who conquer self-conceit.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in you.
I rejoice in you.
The Emerald Goddess.
The Emerald Goddess.
And in your endless selfless activity.
And in your endless selfless activity.
That accomplishes all deeds.
That accomplishes all deeds.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
Fearlessly and free from envy.
I rejoice in your intimate care for the world.
I rejoice in your intimate care and for the world.
So that every leaf,
so that every leaf,
every blade of grass,
every blade of grass,
is soaked with the green of your compassion,
is soaked with the green of your compassion.
Entreaty and supplication. Love travels faster than sound.
Love travels faster than sound.
Swifter than light.
Swifter than light.
It traverses the galaxy in a moment.
It traverses the galaxy in a moment.
O Queen of great compassion,
O Queen of great compassion,
wherever your love is needed,
wherever your love is needed,
it is instantly there.
It is instantly there.
Caught in the hurricane of suffering,
caught in the hurricane of suffering,
its winds tearing at my body and mind.
Its winds tearing in my body and mind.
I have only to call your name.
I have only to call your name.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
And the gales of longing and fear are pacified.
And the gales of longing and fear are pacified.
Who could have imagined?
Who could have imagined
that those two tiny syllables,
that those two tiny syllables,
could contain so much love?
Could contain so much love.
Tender love.
Tender love.
Fearless love.
Fearless love.
The love of all the Buddhas.
The love of all the Buddhas.
May I and all beings.
May I and all beings.
Always call on you.
Always call on you.
Tara, Tara, Tara.
Tara, Tara. Tara.
And in response.
And in response.
May you shower the Dharma of your great love.
May you shower the Dharma of your great love.
Instantly upon us all.
Instantly upon us all.
Dedication. May the merits of this praise,
may the merits of this praise,
ring out like a Vajra bell,
ring out like a Vajra bell,
playing always Tara's name,
playing always Tara's name,
the gentle heartbeat of compassion.
The gentle heartbeat of compassion.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Vajra bell of Tara's love.
Echoing through time and space.
Echoing through time and space.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Its voyage out beyond the stars.
Its voyage out beyond the stars.
Vajra Bell of Tara's love.
Vajra Bell of Tara's love.
Rescuing beings in every realm.
Rescuing beings in every realm.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Until all suffering has gone.
Until all suffering has gone.
Vajra Bell of Tara's love.
Vajra Bell of Tara's love.
Ringing gently in my heart.
Ringing gently in my heart.
May your sounding never cease.
May your sounding never cease.
Till you and I.
Till you and I.
Are one at last.
Are one at last.
Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare. 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 Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare. 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 Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Okay, so we're going to end the session there. Thank you all for coming and for practicing meditation and puja. And hope to see you tonight when Pranayanita is going to be exploring the second tantric precept about not draining the energy of others and giving freely of our own energy. Did you want to say anything, Pranayanita?
I think just bring yourself in all your different parts for tonight. And maybe if you can keep the sense of Amog City and Green Tara in between now and when we meet again at 7 o'clock, that would be fantastic.
Yes, I mean, one of the reasons we call on them is for their protection and their help. And also because of our own inner Tara and Amoga City, wanting to connect with them. So, hope to see you at 7, or if not, tomorrow. And, yes, take care. Be kind and tender to yourself. Whatever emerges. And if you want to unmute, post in the chat, do feel free.